Strategic Hot Box with Dr. Brandi Love Stankovic. Discussing leadership, business, and how to take control of your life and achieve greatness. From the streets of Las Vegas, energized, informed, and never deluded, it's time to kick some ass.
Welcome to the Strategic Hot Box. I'm really excited that you're here today and joining us. Today's topic is about education or experience. Which one is more valuable? Which one provides greater projection and leadership? And we have a subject matter expert here with us today, Josh Allison. So we'll bring him in very, very soon. And we'll have a little bit of a banter discussion about what that means and which is more important. And depending on where you're at, what can you be doing to make a difference? Let's get started. So, education or experience. As you know, learning is really important to me. As you know, I've dedicated a good portion of my life to going to school. And so that's one of the greatest things about today's episode. And Josh, and we're going to kind of take that and break it down as people that have come from different experiences in that realm. And that's awesome to give everybody a perspective of where you are. So the pendulum may swing one way for me and another way in other areas. And how do we become effective together in all aspects of business? And learning is essential, right? It's a part of our motto, the learn, the love, the kick ass here on the Strategic Hot Box. As you know, in the learn section, we talk about topics like this and the love. We get to know people like Josh. And then of course, kick ass, giving you tools that you can do to start executing and making a difference today. And as a leader, we have to have continual education. We have to have continual learning and actually drive forward in wanting that learning more than just kind of providing knowledge or being a lecturer of your staff. It's really about creating growth and evolving and raising your own potential and bar throughout your life. Because so often when we're young, we focus on learning and education. And as we progress as adults, we do it because we have to, because there's that new regulatory update, or here comes HR again with those courses we have to take, or anything like that. And rarely do we go out and really actively seek ways that we can get better or things that we want to dive into. It's a lot harder to learn as an adult than it was as a young person or as a kid. But that doesn't mean it's not as important or even more important today, especially as we're leading big organizations. So nearly a third of jobs that were once required, that required just a high school diploma, now require a bachelor's degree or a four-year degree. And one in four jobs that required a bachelor's degree, so 25%, now require a master's. So this evolution is taking place where more and more people, where education is becoming accessible, at least in the United States. And I know there's people from all different countries listening and participating with us today. And so it'd be interesting to hear your feedback on what it is like in your countries. But in the United States, education is becoming more accessible. And so more and more people have education. It's required of business. The Harvard Business Review did a study of chief executives analyzing who, you know, in the top and who got to the top and how they got to the top. And 8% of that sample, 8%, so a very small percent of the group that they did, it was over 2,000 people that they studied, did not have a college degree. So only 8% did not. And the leaders had, but several of the leaders, no matter where they were, you know, along the path, but specifically those leaders that did not have a college degree had three particular attributes that help them kick ass in business regardless. The first being that they were a proven insider. So what that means to me is that they were an expert, that they seek to be an expert in all things that they do. And they're constantly driving their expertise in whatever field that they're in. And so you have to know your shit. And you have to know it better than anybody else. Or why come to you? Right. And so if you're in an organization and you want to be the boss, then act like it. That's as simple as that. And so 89% of CEOs without a degree did grow up in the industry that they were in. So they became experts throughout the years of pulling and building different experience. The second attribute of that group was their terminology is over-index on results. So meaning that any result they got, they obliterated it. They just went way above and beyond all of their results. They don't just hit goals, they smash them. They're blasting them. And so it's about just proven success and a focus on results. Number three is to be a talent magnet. And so it's creating influence, getting people around you that want to be around you. People, you know, every leader requires a group of followers. So it's not, you know, a leader alone is just a crazy person. To be completely honest, a leader with a group that's inspiring a group of people truly then becomes a leader, has a group of followers. And so being a talent magnet allows that you know, a person to be able to influence and drive change with a group of individuals. So when you're around top performers, when you meet somebody that's a CEO or you meet somebody that's really high level, you don't immediately think, where did they go to school? Or I wonder what grade point average they had in college. I mean, those conversations just never come up. They don't in my experience anyway. But yet because of that, you know, you are there wanting to know how they excelled and exceeded. And a lot of times, those types of individuals, education might be a component of that. In my journey, it certainly has. And other journeys that are out there. The main focus that I've had when it comes to education is I never wanted doors closed because I didn't have education. I wanted to take all of those things that I could control off the table so they were no longer speed bumps or hurdles that I had to go over. And I will always encourage people out there to get any certification that they want or get anything that they need to in regards to education and not discount themselves in the process. I was talking to a friend of mine who is maybe taking a career change, and they went to technical school, and in this career change, they're required to send some documents as part of like a background check and things. And one of the documents is a birth certificate. Another one is any school transcripts. And the person initially says to me, oh, I've got to go find my high school transcripts. And I thought, well, didn't you graduate from a technical school? Why wouldn't you get those transcripts? And they're like, oh, I just didn't think that counted. That immediately people think, when you think of college or you think of school or you think of education, it has to be some formal university, some crazy accredited, you know, Ivy League school. And that's just not the case. With access to education comes all of these tools that are out there to be able to get educated and become experts without having to maybe follow a more formal path or more traditional path. And so don't, if you are educated in those realms, don't discount yourself. That's just as good, especially if it's going towards the career or field that you want to be in. So I'd like to bring in somebody that has a unique perspective on that. We're going to talk to Josh Allison. He runs a consulting company. He speaks all over the country. He's motivating people. He's creating success and making things happen. So I want to give you a formal introduction. This is Josh Allison. He's a founder and chief ideator of Think Cafe. He's also a DE and a graduate of Leadership Spokane. He is a business development person of the year from CUNA, as well as was rated one of the top speakers at the World Credit Union Conference in 2015. He is a senior consultant for FI Strategies, and he's done all of this without a college degree. So let's see what his path has been, and we'll chat to Josh. Hello, Josh. Hi.
Great to be with you. Thank you for having me on the podcast.
Is your beard on your resume too?
Yes, it is. It's at the very, very top.
It's just a picture of it. Just, I'm sure that definitely works in your favor.
Well, as a young consultant, I think it helps a little bit with some credibility. I don't know.
Do you end up looking a teenage when you shave your beard?
I look very, very young, and my wife will not let me cut the beard, so it stays here even through the hot summer.
Well, it looks good on you. Tell us about your journey in leadership.
Yeah, thank you for asking. It's been a train wreck over the last 12 years. I learned a lot of hard lessons the wrong way, and now I spend my time trying to help other young professionals, other leaders, not make those same mistakes. So my journey in leadership is pretty long. It's been a ride through the service industry, the restaurant industry, and then about now we're at like 12 years into the credit union industry, and the journey has been filled with mistakes, but also some successes. So, as I look back and reflecting on this question, the journey has been fun.
Yeah, I understand what you mean when you say train wreck in if you could have the foresight or, you know, could look into the future back then, maybe avoided a challenge or two.
Yeah. Can you repeat that?
I was saying that if I were to look back into my career and you said train wreck and I just relate to that, I'm sure people kind of giggle that are listening to us today about the fact that there are things that happen in life that end up making us stronger that become, you know, those train wrecks that we look back on. And you wonder if had given the information, would you have taken, you know, a different path? What obstacles have you encountered that others with maybe a degree wouldn't have?
You know, that as we put the questions together for this, I was reflecting on that yesterday. And some of the obstacles that I was thinking about have to do with, I don't have a formal education, right? And so I'll jump back to that a little bit. My dad was a first generation baby boomer hippie, born in 1946. And so right after he entered his hippie days, that whole generation he led, mm-hmm. Was really about fighting the man, right? And sticking it to the man and being unorthodox in their life approach, right? Mm-hmm. And so this first generation baby boomer hippie really took an orthodox approach to raising me and my three sisters. And it turns out we were actually homeschooled, and I actually never finished my high school education. A few college classes, failed them, and then went right into the restaurant service industry. And what's interesting is I after a couple of years of doing that, I was looking at the bartender. The bartender was doing the same work I was doing, but he's 20 years older, right? And so I was dating my wife or at the time, and I looked at my wife and I said, hey, I don't want to be doing this in 20 years. And so this is like in 2005. So her and I both made the decision, considering we chose not to go back to school, that we were going to go look for career jobs. And so what did we find? We found credit unions, right? She went into one credit union, I went to the other. And just like everybody else, we started as a teller in the industry, right? And I transitioned pretty quickly into the business development space and then stayed there for about 10 years. So some of the obstacles, I'm kind of rambling here, but some of the obstacles have to do with kind of hiding the fact early on that I didn't have the education and kind of keeping that in the background so that people would just assume that I do have an education. Right. But that taught me something, and it taught me that it's less valuable than we think. And the reason that is because people just assume you have one. Mm-hmm. And when people just start making that assumption, it tells you about the value of that degree.
Or it's how amazing you are.
No, I don't think that's the answer.
It definitely speaks to confidence of if you can walk the talk and not even necessarily have had some of the background to be able to just jump in and go.
Well, I think that's what I found. I found that walking the talk has very little to do with formal education. Mm-hmm. And early on, I kind of was scratching my head thinking, what am I missing out on in that process with the college education that I can't bring to the workplace? What are they bringing that I can't? And how do I make up for that? Right. And I don't know what I don't know because I went to college, really. I never really experienced it. So what I started to do, I just started to look at the people around me that were the most successful in my life. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to just emulate their behavior. And when I started emulating behavior, what I noticed was the people, regardless of who I'm interacting with, the people who are most successful, I engage, they do two or three or four or five things consistently. First place I learned this was at Red Robin from the general regional manager named Tim. And Tim would always come in and he would do the quarterly check-ins on the restaurant. And Tim would come in and he would engage every one of the 82 staff members of that restaurant, Red Robin, where I worked. And he remembered names, and he gave us the time of day, and he was humble. And he had these characteristics that I observed that were really attractive. And then I would start waiting on all these people on the lunch rush. I was waiting on a lunch rush of business professionals. And I noticed the same characteristics as business professionals. They had eye contact. They used my name. Here I am, the server. They're doing business deals, and they take the time to thank me when I come to the table and bring them a refill, right? Mm-hmm. Using my name when they're busy having a busy meeting, right? And so I started thinking, like, this isn't coincidental that I keep running into successful people who embody these characteristics. Mm-hmm. And so the obstacle for me was, okay, I don't know what I don't know about college. So I'm just going to overcome that by emulation. by just looking at that behavior and saying, I can do that too. And then I think that was a big part of my success at the credit union, just looking around at the people that were impacting most effectively and saying, what are they doing different? Mm-hmm. And a lot of it has to do with habits versus education. So I just started trying to look at those habits, and now I spend my time talking to other professionals about what I'm learning about the habits and skills and traits of successful leaders.
That's amazing. And I think that you're right about the habits, but and there is a, you know, highly educated, highly successful guy named Covey that wrote about that, you know, a number of years ago, because you're right. It doesn't matter what kind of leader you are, educated or not, that there are going to be things that are similar, a bunch of people that are hungry and hungry for growth. So what motivational pieces, or what are the best way that those that may not have a formal education do to kick ass?
Thank you for asking. First off, say thank you. I think thank you, gratitude, expressing appreciation goes a really long way. And when we get people in our lives who will invest in your life, and you can express gratitude back to them, that has a crazy return on investment. And so a couple of things that I have done, and I suggest other professionals, and especially young professionals, do is, number one, get mentors. Find a mentor that can help you along your path. Mm-hmm. I made a lot of mistakes. I still make mistakes all the time. But one of the things I did right was I found people who were willing to be honest with me and say, hey, Josh, here's what I'm seeing from my perspective on how you're doing in the workplace. Here's how you're doing personally as well, right? So get mentors, right? And get mentors that are willing to speak into your life. It's what's amazing about mentorship, and I found this over the last 12, 14 years, is people who are passionate about what they're doing, who are successful, if you reach out to those people, most often they'll share their success strategies with you. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they're passionate about it.
Yeah,
they're
no
excited
doubt.
About the work they've done. And so one of the things I did is I started looking at people who I wanted to be like. I'm like, okay, well, I don't got the degree, but maybe I'll go reach out to these people, speakers, consultants, and credit union executives that I want to and pursue. And I'll just ask them how they did it. Mm-hmm. And what I found was no one ever said no. I would reach out and I would say, hey, I respect and admire X, Y, and Z. How'd you do that? May I have a few minutes of your time to learn about that? In 14 or 15 years of actively seeking out mentors, actively, I've had one person who blew me off.
Wow.
Every other person has
was
taken
willing
the time,
to take the time.
Every other person. And so that's powerful.
It is powerful.
Think about the fact, and I've spoken with dozens of people who are busy. Some are best-selling authors. I mean, mm-hmm. they're the most incredible people. And I said, hey, I respect what you're doing. I want to learn a little bit about it. And
so
you'd be surprised how many people will let you into their world.
And you're speaking to a lot of them just because they're so passionate about it. So we had to have gratitude and to build mentors. Do you have a third? Was there one more?
Yes, I do. Humble grit. So when you're in that workplace, you got to work your ass off, right? I think there's no replacing working your ass off. What is working your ass off consistently when you get knocked down? That's called grit. Working your ass off, and then when you fail, you give up. There's no grit in that. So I've developed this concept that I talk a lot about called humble grit, humility, but with grit. Like if you just work hard, you're going to rub people the wrong way. And I used to do that. Mm-hmm. So now I try to work really hard, engage really hard, but do it with the spirit of humility, where people are a little bit more refreshed by your engagement versus rubbed a little bit wrong because you're just all about going.
I love that humble grit. Can you share a funny story of your challenges or something that's happened along the way?
Yeah, I was talking to Zach, your producer, before the show. I was going to talk about a couple ones, but I think I'll go a little mild on this. Gosh, a funny story. Okay, here's a good one. One time I was one coworker of mine to the other coworker, right? I was like, oh yeah, this is a great lesson, by the way. Think well and speak well of people, because this is what will get you in trouble. And I was pissed off because I had to work with the other coworker that I didn't like. And I was very close with the other one. And I was literally trash talking one coworker. No one ever do this. Horrible, horrible thing to do. And I texted the wrong person the message. So I was totally just going off on him. I was like, send. And I was like, oh no, I sent the wrong person the text. To this day, this person is now my best friend. I still lie about it. I won't even admit it.
Oh, because you didn't use a name or anything in it? Oh my God.
I covered it up and I still won't admit to the person who's now one of my best friends.
She's going to listen to this and go, in 2010, I remember that. So,
okay, that's the one. I got one more. This is kind of outrageous. So I was on the road traveling a lot and my wife thought, okay, well, my husband, send him some sexy pics, right? So my wife sent me some really sexy pics and I had them on my phone. Again, come on guys, listen to this advice. Don't do what I'm doing. So I had them on my phone traveling, beautiful wife. Yeah, my wife's hot. So I go for my wife's birthday. I go to Walmart to get some family portraits made at like the printable kiosks. And I plug my phone in to the kiosk, right? And it starts uploading all of my pictures to the kiosk.
Oh no.
And the guy is helping me and literally like just a roll of all of my wife's pictures pop up on the screen. Meanwhile, I have my 7-year-old son with me. That's cool.
No.
I look to my left at the guy, the Walmart employee. He looks at me like, this is the best day ever. I grab the USB port like out of the kiosk and I just grab my son and I just walk out the door. I'm pretty sure the pictures were still in there.
Yeah, I was gonna say where they left on the kiosk. The guy's like print.
I'm still trying to get like the family portraits made, so I can't go back to that Walmart. So I drove across town and got them done with the other one.
Oh my gosh! And now I hope your wife's cheeks may be pink over this, but I'm sure she remembers the moment. Oh man, I can't imagine
I was like, hey honey, guess what happened today?
Oh, kill you if that was
another day at the Allison.
So share a bold action item takeaway for our listeners.
Yeah. Okay. Don't assume that, I guess the action item would be, don't assume that the degree is enough. Don't settle there. Be one of those outstanding individuals who continues to put work in, right? The formal education is definitely a platform to jump from, to start from. Don't stop there. Every day, continue to work towards big goals, even if you take little steps.
Love that. I love that. And I think that so often people think that they just finish their MBA and they're like, oh, I should get any job in the world and make tons of money. Yet no, you still have to be able to do the job. And so that, I love that. That's perfect.
Stay hungry.
How can people get a hold of you?
josh.a.allison@gmail.com. You can find me on my website, joshuaallison.com as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here and sharing some love with us today and being a part of the Hot Box. It's fun to see you and your beard on this big screen, and we'll have that captured forever as part of the Hot Box. So thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Dr. B.
Let's head out to the shout out.
You're listening to Brandy on the Strategic Hot Box podcast.
We have no idea what David said just there. He's from Ireland and he was speaking in Gaelic, I believe, and some native tongues. So thank you to David Hosper for being a part of it and sending us a shout out. We love it. And hopefully you were saying no dirty words in that shout out. So thank you to David. And thank you again to Josh Allison for being a part of our show today. He brought some pretty amazing, thoughtful kind of just things to get your juices flowing when it comes to education and really going after it. So let's move into, it's my favorite time. It's time to kick some ass. Here is your top five. So when it comes to education or experience, what should we do? So depending on where you are in that spectrum, if you are somebody that is very, very educated, these things still apply. If you're someone that has not been fortunate, not had the opportunity, or just not been able or maybe too lazy, don't want it, all those things. When it comes to education, this still can apply on how we can go forth and try to make things happen. Number one is to develop a learning vision. Where do you want to be? What do you want to learn? What good level do you want to be at? Good level. Yeah, that's a super sophisticated term. That's what all that education did for me. What good level do you want to be at? What level do you want to progress to? How do you want to, where do you see yourself in the future? And what does that vision look like? Tony Robbins speaks to a lot of the things that Josh said today, as far as he found people that were successful and he was emulating that success. And that was definitely one of the takeaways from Josh. And having that vision of where you want to be can help drive what that learning might look like. Number two is to become an expert. If you want to be a CEO, if you want to be a lead in a particular industry, if you want to be in the medical profession, accounting, if you want to be, you know, play guitar, if you want to, anything you want to do, whatever that looks like, become an expert at that. Give it your all and know your field, know the people in your field, become aware. I was talking to a financial services person recently, and it was like at a reception. He was very cool, and it was a very cool individual that had just finished their MBA, and they were very cool, and they were a CFO, and they were a big organization. And they were just so cool. I think they were even drinking a martini. And I was having this kind of engaging with him. And he said, well, I want a CEO job and I haven't been able to get a CEO job. And what do I need to do to get a CEO job? And I was talking to him about some different opportunities. And in the process of that, I said a couple of the national bodies in this industry. So regulatory bodies, you know, leagues, associations, just different avenues that he could go after. And he's like, who's that? I'm like, really? You want to have that conversation with me and you don't even know who that is? If you want something, you're going to have to become an expert at it and know the players, know the important players, know the ways and the channels at which that you can be going after. Number three is to obliterate the results. Just like the Harvard Business Review study, just like the things that Josh was sharing with us about humble grit, you've got to be able to just get in there and make it happen. And drive for success. Don't drive for average. Don't drive for mediocre. Don't wake up in the morning and think, I'm just going to live a mediocre day today and just go to work and just move. No, we want to be able to go after things and obliterate results. Number four is to nurture talent. Nurture talent of the people around you. We may not know everything, but having the people around us that do know different bits and pieces allows that diversity of a team to work well together. And the more you nurture their talent, the more they're going to be to share their learnings and understandings with you. The knowledge builds. Synergy, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. And I think nurturing talent is a forgotten component to learning. So as we progress as a leader, it's not just about the formal degree, but it's also about how we're bringing up the people around us to make sure that they're coming with us along the journey. I may have shared this philosophy before, but growing up in business, I had a very strong mom, a leader in business. And many of you on the podcast listeners know her and have heard her speak. And her philosophy was always race me to my chair. And that's the philosophy that I've driven moving forward. And that was, if I can beat her to the chair, I can have it. So if I can be more effective at a particular function in the business and things we're working on, she'd be happy to transition some of those things to me. And she always had a philosophy with everyone that she was working with. And that's important because I want my team to be amazing. And I want them to be better at me because then that means that I can progress even further. And number five is to work harder. Every person that you talk to that's at the top, every person that you talk to that is feeling some sort of success had to put in the time. They were on their hands and knees scrubbing or winding or filing or whatever it is, they were getting their boots dirty along the way. Every leader always. Rarely will you come across somebody that just magically a wand came and their lives were changed. They had to put in a lot of time before they became that overnight success, before they hit that tipping point. And so work harder. Work harder at what you want to do. Work harder at becoming your expert, at getting your learning vision, at nurturing the people around you. There's your top five. Kick ass. Thank you again to Josh Allison for being part of the podcast and part of the Hot Box with us here today. We'd love to hear from you, any thoughts that you had on this topic, as well as other topics you'd like us to tackle here at the Hot Box. So head out to strategichotbox.com or hit us up on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Brandy Love or at Strategic Hot Box. Until I see you again, get out there and kick some ass.